Hey, we just wanted to get back with you. We ain't talked with you out there for a while. And you know, when we missing y'all and we ain't heard from y'all and y'all ain't heard from us, well, you know, we get kind of lonely. We could have kind of thinking, you know what? It's time to reach out and touch somebody and let them know, hey, give them an update. Yeah, but we're calling you now. You know, last time we called you, I believe I was still in Florida. And I still am in Florida. It's a lovely day in Florida. There's not a day in Florida except for when it rains. And, you know, that's just all a part of nature. You know, rain, sunshine, you know, it all is what it is. But it's always good to reach out and touch someone out there. Let them know that, you know, what you're doing, what you got going for yourself and where you're at in life, and kind of enlighten someone in another part of the country. You know what I mean? Everybody got different trends, no matter what part of the country you're in. Whether you live in Southern California, there's different trends out there. Northern California, Southern Florida, or Northern Florida, east to west even, there's the differences. Just in the cities. Whether you live in Tampa, or whether you live in St. Petersburg, or whether you live where I live, like in South Florida, no matter where you live in the United States, we all are universally the same. We got the same kind of senses, and we all have a desire for sense, for taste, for smell, for things that are right, for things that are wrong. And, you know, we're living in a time where, you know, all of us are coming together as a people, irregardless, and we all know this, irregardless of leadership, we still know that we as a people, when we see leadership amok, and I don't like to really waste my time, especially my podcast, and my opportunity to speak to others on the things that we all know unanimously is going on in terms of our leadership that we can't change except for by vote. That's the only way that we can govern who governs, by the people and for the people, and that is by vote. So that's the one thing that I want to try to influence or encourage through this podcast. Voting. It is so important to vote. And if you think about it, how people finagle and connive and, you know, mess with that vote. You know, the one thing that we as citizens work for civilly, even if you're an ex-offender and you go to jail and, you know, you get out, you come back out on parole, most laws in most states gonna restore your civil rights so you still will be able to vote. Voting is so important to every level of citizen in the United States, especially when you see the leadership is basically ran by a person who's more for the minority than he is for the majority. And when the consensus of the White House is that nothing is important but business. People are just simply objects and they don't matter. The leadership has certainly went amok, because government is supposed to be for the people and by the people. And now it is basically something that anyone can define it, whatever you want to define it. All those definitions would equal what it is. But the facts of the matter is, it is controlled by the majority of people, by the vote. So please, whatever you do, whatever your occupation, if you're 18 years or younger, if you're 18 years or younger, you should be concentrating on politics and knowing that someday that we need you. We need all of our kids 18 years and younger to really, really think about being the governor, the mayor, the president, the leader. We need young kids to think about leadership. Don't be afraid of leadership. Leadership is very, very crucial for growth. It enables you to communicate, to socialize. It enables you to use your vocabulary, to articulate, to be able to speak to others, to speak to the hearts of others, to let others know what's going on in the world. But when we get a leader that is amok, then the consensus of the people, because you have some people who have tendencies, behavior tendencies. And if you get leadership who basically enables or excites that tendency, all kinds of things sporadic can happen, like we're dealing with in United States of America today. So I want to reach out to you and say to you, it's so important to vote. And if you did vote for current leadership, can you see what I'm saying when you vote for someone who is a leader you can't trust? You put your confidence in your vote. It's your right to choose as a citizen what's best for you. But when we get leadership who is not treating everyone the same, is that the intention of your vote? If it is the intention of someone's vote to deprive others of their rights, to incarcerate children, to incarcerate to a rate that, I mean, we're over 100%. In every state, our prisons are filled. We have even went to the point of hiring corporate prisons. I mean, listen to that. We're hiring people to be prisons, corporate prisons, the worst type of prison that you could ever want when society's back is turned, because they're by profit penal institutions. Think about it. They're getting paid millions of dollars by the government to basically incarcerate. And incarcerate what? Children, babies, who simply trying to come to another country where they're getting abused, misused, raped, and pillaged, and criminal activity going on at a rampant rate. And we say, well, that ain't our problem. Well, no, yes, it is. Because we are America. If anyone is getting criminalized and sodomized and brutalized by the leaderships of their country, we should be ones to stand up, because we represent humanity. We don't represent inhumanity. And any country that is not human to all of their citizens, okay, like United States is supposed to stand for, the United States of America, and what the Constitution and everything simply means, and what should actually be implemented, and what should also be enforced by our government and by the police. Okay, that's what they should be trying to enforce. What's right? Justice. Okay, that's what enforcement should be. Justice. Okay, when we start enforcing justice, okay, not just us, but justice, like letting my people go in those penitentiaries that don't belong in there. Some of them are just sitting up in there because they sold reefer, because they couldn't get a job in their communities. And I'm telling you, right now with the Congress and everything and everybody's talking about, I am the essence. And there's people I know that are the essence. I can't get a job. I basically have to hustle online opportunities in my home. And the jobs that I can get and qualify for, $11 an hour, get out of here. A 63-year-old man going to get a $11 an hour job that a punk kid, excuse me, I didn't mean to say that like that, but a young kid gets when they're young, and basically just to keep dollars in their pocket, how that's going to feed an older man like myself and get and a livelihood and everything, apartment, utilities and car note and everything that I need, transportation to get around and everything. Come on, get realistic. America has fallen apart. The wages is horrendous. I was making more money than that when I was 15. I was making that kind of dollars. I was working at Gates Rubber Company, and I remember getting up to almost close to $20 an hour. And I was just 17. You know, now I know that was in Denver, Colorado. That was a different time and period and everything like this here. But I'm just telling you, I've worked all my life. And from Omaha, Nebraska, I remember taking vacations from Denver, Colorado, California, wherever we lived. And I would go there in the summertime and get jobs at the packing house, making, you know, 13, 14, 15, 16 bucks an hour. So for the wages to be what they are today, $10 an hour, $11 an hour for grown folks, adults, something wrong somewhere. And I don't know where. But again, I want to get you back to your vote. It's important to vote. It's really, really important to vote. Now, I really don't like to get hung up on cheesecake kind of things, you know, like Democrat, Independent, Republican. Okay. But the fact of the matter is that right now we are under siege. The whole country is, because we have a leadership that care nothing but about business and whatever they can do to divest everything else, okay, in for humanity's sake and for social sake. They care nothing but about the dollar and anything that they can to make a profit. And that's all. They don't care about human beings whatsoever. And that's the reason why you can see over down there at the border, put them, lock them up, throw away the key, whatever they have to do. You know, we want, just like the president said, well, that'll teach them. Don't come to America then. If you don't want to be burdened with what I'm going to burden you with, then don't come to America. That's his conscience. That's the consciousness of people and leadership that we have now around this country. And I'm just reaching out to those people who really know what life is all about in America. It has nothing to do with that type of conservatism. It's equal, okay? It's liberty and it's justice for all folks. And when you get to a point where you say, because whites are the majority and that everything should, they should walk over everybody else and they should basically be the ones that be the predominant homeowners, be the predominant business owners, that they should basically get everything before everyone else. That's the way this country has been. The president, predominantly white. The laws, predominantly white, based on white people. Everything's based on white people. Nothing's based on everybody. And all those things that are based on whites, whites are getting mad because other people are standing up and saying, hey, I need to be included too. It shouldn't be just based on a white woman or a white boy or a white girl or a white man. It should be based on black, brown, all the Asians. It should be everyone, Native Americans included, because we were all here. We were brought here and forced, okay, to work and build the riches and the industries and everything that the whites have now. And now they want to treat us like we're shit. And they go to the next minority, Hispanics. And so that's the way they do. And that's the way America is. And so you have to know how to basically finagle, okay, within that united kind of thing and make it what you want to make it. And the way that we make it, the way we want to make it and get it and without faking it, and getting it right is to vote. We basically have become lackadaisical because the leadership reflects what we, the people, want, what we care about the most. And anytime we let Alabama, Mississippi, and those kind of folks dominate our politics, that's wrong. And we get an Alabama or Mississippian type of leadership, it always flips this country. It always causes chaos in this country. It always causes tension in this country. And I'm telling you right now, I've never seen in my 63 years of living And you know, when you get about 8, 9, 10, you start getting cognizant of things and people and the different types of, you know, stuff that you experience, racism, the isms and all that kind of thing. You start seeing those kinds of things, hate, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. And people, you get about 8, 9, 10 years old, and people start looking at you funny, treating you funny, and you see differences in the way people are treating and stuff. And you grow up like this all your life. And, you know, like they're talking about on the TV right now, me being an ex-offender. And I'm telling you, boy, I've been doing everything I can to stay legal. And I'm going to stay legal. Ever since I've been out that place, I've done nothing but strive to do what's right. File application after application. Try to go to school. Try to do everything I can to arm myself with vocation, education, and knowledge. Reading, studying, always on the internet. Keep myself abreast, keeping myself aware of factual things and staying off the street corners and not pursuing the street elements and staying away from all those elements that I know that if I affiliate myself with, next thing you know, I could be in jail or in prison. That's not what I'm about. What I'm about is trying to be legit. Now, the hardest thing out here is to basically get a good job for a man who has been, you know, convicted. It is hard, you know, and even though all those convictions is behind me, I still, when I go fill out an application, they ask you, have you ever been convicted? And I got to answer, you know, and sometimes I will admit when it comes to the lower jobs, lower paying jobs, they don't even care. But when it comes to the jobs that mean money, they, you always have those issues. And whether they'll recruit you, you know, they recruit you basically with, you can see with, I mean, with fervor. They really want you. And they'll tell you, oh, you're a great candidate. We just want, and then all of a sudden you go through the process and something happens. You know, all that greatness and all that eagerness that they had to have you as an employee, you know, suddenly fades. And I've been to a lot of the major employers here, Sitel, many of them right here in this local Florida area. And I'm having nothing but AT&T is one. I mean, I have problems just with a test, you know, what they call assessment test. And I don't believe it, but that's what they came back and told me. I failed the assessment test for AT&T. So, I mean, you know, you got all these companies that are having issues when it comes to, now, American Express, I think, or FedEx, one in places, FedEx did come out and say that they would not discriminate against ex-offenders, and they got some type of program, you know, whereby, you know, they would help ex-offenders get jobs and stuff like that there. But everybody can't sling boxes, you know what I mean, and all that kind of stuff at rapid time and stuff like that there. A lot of people got minds, you know what I mean, they can type. You know what I mean? And then some people need typing tests so they can, you know, improve their typing and stuff like that there. So there's different things that you can do, though. You can go to places that will help you with typing, with computer skills and stuff like this here. So don't be feeling that, you know, when you go to these places and they ask you to fill out an application and there's a computer and you go, man, I don't even know. Look. So just tell them, just say, man, I've never really used a computer. Is there someone in there that could help me, you know what I mean, some other kind of way, or somebody could guide me, you know what I mean? And if you don't have computer skills, like in my town and right here in Florida, they got places that's called like OIC, Opportunity Industrial, Communication Community programs that will help you basically get basic skills that you need. Of course, you know, now a lot of these programs, they got all them qualified things that they got to send you through application wise, and you got to be income verified and all this old kind of thing, you know what I mean? And a lot of people are down on their luck anyway, coming off the streets, coming out of prison, coming out of jail, you know what I mean? Or can't stop going to prison, can't stop going to jail. A lot of times it's because they need somebody to sit them down and get them structured. And listen to what's all in their heart and get all that shit out, you know what I mean, that they're dealing with. If they need medicated, they need some medication on a regular basis. And then they can start opening up and talking to a motherfucker, you know what I mean, about what's really on their motherfucking skull. And so I say that what we need to do out here is get more humane. And remember, the way that we overcome some of the things that we is dealing with right now is, I don't care who you are. I don't care where you are. Get your ass someplace and find out, how do I register to vote? And get registered. And then when the voting time comes, start voting. If you don't do nothing else, get your vote in. You know what they get the little sticker on? I voted today. That's something that you should be proud of. And I don't care where you out on the streets. You know what I mean? If you, if you living on the street, you homeless or whatever you're doing, you know what I mean? Long as you living and you managing to survive each day, you know what I mean? Look at the bugs on the ground. The bugs on the ground, they surviving. You don't see no motherfuckers trying. You don't see them bugs on the ground just giving up. You know what I mean? Going homeless. No motherfucking, well, them motherfucking ants is out there working and shit, working together, trying to build them assholes and trying to do what they can, even though the rain and sun and everything coming and washing them assholes away and washing them down. Them motherfuckers still working. So that's what human beings should be inspired by, nature. Ants is a good creature, the smallest creature on earth, but they carry some of the biggest loads. So that's why I work out and stay healthy and stay fit. Everyone should want to stay healthy, stay fit, mentally, physically, and spiritually. You want to feed your mind spiritual knowledge. You want to feed and open that third eye, have it open so you can be aware of what's going on. You know, whenever, no matter where you at, sometimes just your senses can be something that can save your life. You know what I mean? Or be mean the difference in you earning a dollar and starving. So your senses, your third eye, you know what I mean? You need to feed it spiritually. Give it as much food and everything spiritually, religiously, historically that you can feed it. Archaeologically, you know, you want to feed your mind. That's what it's all about. And, you know, 9/10 of us don't even use the brains that we have on our head. And it's given to us. You know what I mean? We don't even use it. We don't even develop it. You know what I'm saying? And this is a shame how a lot of us is just eating fat, eating pork, eating chicken, eating turkey and all that there and getting fat, you know, from all of them. You know what I mean? And then we ain't doing nothing to work that ass off. You know what I mean? When it comes to, you know, balance, you got to have balance. You can't just eat. You know what I mean? And then just sleep. Inactive. You got to do the opposite. You got to sleep, eat, nourish yourself. You know what I mean? Do some energy. You know what I mean? Sweat some of that fat off. You know what I mean? Sweat some of them calories off. You know what I mean? And keep working your body. And never give up on yourself. Never, ever, ever, ever give up on you. I mean, if you give up on you, that's one less human being that we can depend on. And we all need to depend on one another. So I'm reaching out there to all my people, no matter where you're at, no matter what level of life you're in. I'm saying that get in, get involved. Don't be afraid to speak up. Go to your church. Go to your nearest social services offices. Ask, speak. A closed mouth does not get fed. And if you're sitting out there hungry, and if you're sitting out there broke, if you're sitting out there unemployed and you live in America and you ain't got a Social Security card and you ain't got a driver's license and you ain't got the basic things that you need to get busy. It's out there for you. Only thing you got to do, the worst thing you got to do is get in line and wait. That's America. It's the process. Get in line and wait. Somebody will guide you. They will tell you what you gotta have, but you need a driver's license. You need a Social Security card. You need the basics of identification for any employer. And if you got skills, then you should utilize your skills to benefit you. If you do nothing else but go around and collect people's old furniture and fix it up and resell it. You know, go get cans, aluminum cans. You just throw away aluminum cans. Throw away bottles, that's a nickel. Go start picking it up, saving it, brushing it, you know, and recycle. Get money. You know what I mean? There's all kinds of ways out there to hustle. You know what I mean? And so what I'm trying to say is, I know people's hungry. I tell you, you know what? One thing about a single man as you get older, it gets hard to catch. Now, don't let me restate that now. I'm a catcher. Okay, I'm just look good. I all praise due my daddy and my family, my mom on them. They're good looking folks. Y'all know them. You know, Ruby Thorne, John Wayne Joseph Sr. Them is good folks. Faulkners, all them, all that mix that I grew up with out there. Them is good looking folks, good talking folks, good working folks, good class folks. The folks I grew up with out there in Omaha, Nebraska, wherever they at, California, Denver. They can be East Coast, Chicago. I mean, we spread all over like butter. You know what I mean? Melting. You know what I'm saying? We in Texas. We everywhere. You know what I mean? That's our family. But I'm just saying all my people out there, you know what I mean? No matter where you at, no matter who you are, what level, old or young, lift yourself up. Don't let yourself get down. And when you get yourself up, don't be so selfish. Help somebody else. Don't be so selfish not to reach and help your brother. Help your cousin, help your sister, help somebody. Don't have so much pride that you keep it all to yourself, because that is not universal. In America, and ever since civilization and cave days, you know what I mean, from Hulk to Mulkey and Mook and Mookie, you know, sitting by a cave fire when they first started this thing. You know what I mean? The prehistoric days, civilization, everything, to civilization, civilized, what it is now. We have choices. We have choices. And that is to be respectful, love, and socialize with each other, and do the best we can to uplift each other, to give each other everything that we have within ourselves, so everybody can do better. And our whole society is enhanced by the gifts that we give back to each other, that we give to society, that we don't hoard gifts. We don't hoard money. We need to give it to somebody else, because a lot of times you're just going to die with your money in the mattress. And then the state ends up using that money for whatever benefits it does to the state. When you can give it to people who need it, people who got millions and billions of dollars, they should basically have lotteries that they offer to the social, to the other poor people to win that money, to get a chance to be a millionaire before they die. I mean, why are you hoarding all those billions? And so this is what has happened over the years and over the time. And this is the reason why we got so much inequality. Because we have so many people who got the money, who got the businesses unfairly off the labors and the lives and the rapes and the pillaging of other people, like black people were, by whites. And look at whites. They're the property owners. They're the bankers. They own all the businesses. And look at black people, the people they enslaved. So I bring up these things historically to show you today. What's different? What? We ain't getting beat. We ain't getting hung at the same rate. But at the same time, we're the majority, even though we're the minority in the country, in the jails. What's wrong? We need to come together and look at our reality. It's apparent. It's real. We need unity. Black folks, white folks, Asians, we need pure unity. We need God. We need belief. We need faith. We need courage. We need to stand up. We need to stop being cowards. And we need to not allow ourselves to look at the injustices and turn away. We need to stand up. We need to be the neighbor who says, no, we're not letting this happen anymore in our community. We need to be the neighbor who says, I'm done being silent. I'm done, you know, not saying anything, and stand up and do the right thing. And the right thing for everybody to do, that everyone has an opportunity to do, is vote. Get out there, man. Vote. Tell your people. Tell your friends. Tell your cousins. We can't live like this no more. The leadership is amok, and we deserve the right to be led under proper good, positive, motivating leadership. The way it is now, that is not America. We deserve as Americans to be treated as human beings, as people, not as categories, but as humans. All right now, I see y'all. Have a good one. Till next time, John signing off.